And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is here, too. Corey Sandin's here, too. In the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the very packed house at San Diego Landings in Point Loma. This is the Christmas Spectacular. And big thank you go out to not only our callers and our listeners and everybody that's listening to us and put so much effort into doing this today, but a big thank you out to JP for manning those packed phones today. JP has been our man. The biggest, saddest part of moving down to 97.3 The Fan is losing JP.
100%.
Are we moving up or moving down?
Moving up. Well, it's moving. I guess it's a different bandwagon. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all moving up. But JP, we're grateful for you. And JP's awesome.
Yeah, he is the man. So
on the days that you know that Pete's not behind the mic and he's out doing some field research and I'm there, like, it's such a breeze and a relief having JP, because you know that everything is just going to run smooth as could be. And was the man. And it was super helpful. And I want to say the same thing, JP. We're going to miss you a bunch and sure appreciate all the help over the years. And you've been awesome.
For sure, for sure. And but, of course, we're still going to be around. We have a great team assembled for our new program, too, over at The Fan. And of course, on our stream, it's going to be tremendous. And you're going to love what's coming for Let's Talk Hookup here soon. But you're going to love what's coming for Let's Talk Hookup soon. Let's go through the list of prizes one more time, Corey. Real quick, just go.
No, number one, I'll go real quick. Number one, Phoenix Axis 820 ml rod from Fisherman's Tackle.
Yep.
Pizza Party for 20. Dan Walsh, thank you. Pizza Party for 20. Anywhere in San Diego County, it's a $500 value. Number three, Shimano Torium Reel, $270 roughly, Rick. And number four, Shimano Speedmaster. What's the number on the Speedmaster?
The 25, the big boy.
$370. That's for number four. Number five, several spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon along with two Michael Seawald photographs. That's Seawald photographs signed, and a bunch of Gamakatsu hooks and an Afco lure package worth $300. Number six, Bill Varney Surf Fishing Kit, autograph book, surf fishing ID, Gamakatsu DuraSim, plus a $300 APCO shopping spree. Number seven, $300 to Costa. Man, everybody wants that one. Number eight, a full-day trip on both the San Diego out of Seaforth and the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. It'll be your choice to throw down and choose the best, right?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no. You're going on both.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It'll be your choice to...
Which day was better?
It'll be your choice to choose who's... Yeah. The best on the throw on. Number nine, half day calico bass fishing with Sport Barber Al, man.
Yeah, you get your own charter with Al for a half day, the Sports Barber.
Yeah.
And maybe go in and get a haircut while you're up there too. After the trip.
Best in town. I already got my morning daily update from Sports Barber. He is fishing right now on the water in Dana Point and said the bass are biting.
Bass
are biting.
Always sends a text. You always send a picture to prove it, too.
I know.
Nice sending a little bass back there.
That's such a cool deal. And I want to thank Al Sports Barber for his donation, and also Captain Dan's Pizza Company, too.
Super cool. That's
super cool. For 20 people, he's going to cook pizza. And his pizza, fantastic. He's got this Italian heritage, and he learned from Grandpa, he told me. He's got the secret recipe, and it's fantastic.
So is that the pizza I've had at the Captain Rollo's?
Yeah.
No, well, the Captain Rollo.
The Captain Rollo events?
The Tuna Wars.
Yes.
Yep. It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was at the Frank Lopresti CCA Beacon Award thing last year. That's where I'd had it last, and it was so good. It tastes really good.
Well, hey, some great callers here. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Phones are absolutely packed. This time it's time for Dave. Dave's calling us from Poway this morning. What's up, Dave? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Dave?
We've got A Christmas Story New for you. Ralphie gets his wish. Now, we all know this tale of a boy and his wish, but how about a plot twist? Script a new must-have list. Instead of that one thing Ralphie craves with such zeal, replace the air rifle with a new rod and reel. We just got to replace that pink bunny suit with a giant stocking filled up with tackle to boot. No more warnings of, you'll shoot your eye out, but he always would dread. He now looks forward to hearing, let's talk hookup instead. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year.
Excellent, Dave. That's a great one.
I love it.
So much work goes into these.
Dave is a master, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a great one, Dave. Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for participating.
Yep.
Spending the time.
I wanted to read a great text. Says, good morning, guys. I have a great tip for everyone who's launching their boat. Buy an old school fire extinguisher and fill it with water and soap and spray off your brakes and wheel wells from your truck and your trailer after you launch your boat. It'll help with all that salt water and corrosion. My trailer still looks new after 8 years. Cheap and easy to do. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's from Doug and Claremont.
Oh,
very
okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was
okay.
A great one. Easy to do. You can buy it, you fill it up with an air compressor, just chuck it in your truck and get all that salt off from when you launched, not just sitting on there throwing everything.
Just be careful in San Diego County. It's actually illegal to put any water onto the pavement that might make its way into the water, right?
That's so wild.
What? Right. It is.
What? That's so wild.
Take it from a trailer boat expert myself.
That's good. That's good.
Be careful.
Good look, Corey. keep your head on a swivel when you're doing that.
So you're... Wait a minute.
Yeah,
seriously. I'm not hearing this right.
No, you heard it right.
So you're not allowed to spray water on the pavement in San Diego County.
Well, at the launch ramp, that may make it back in the water.
In the water.
Like any water, like if you open your bilge plug and you let it drain at the ramp,
that's illegal?
That's illegal.
That's so awesome.
Right?
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. But, hey, thankfully, San Diego ramps are free.
Yes.
All right?
That's a good thing.
Just take it home wash it.
I'm going there. I'm not going there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Sure. All right, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
Everybody's packed up. This time we're going to talk to our great buddy Ken from Santa Barbara. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. I've got a Royal Star Christmas memory. It was the night before Christmas and all through the fleet. Not an angler was stirring, not Rock Cobber Pete. The rods were all racked outside the galley with care in hopes the giant tuna soon would be there. Then down from the bunk, I heard such a clatter, I jumped to my feet to see what was the matter. Well, out on the stern, there was a great sight, giant tuna foaming everywhere, and they wanted a bite. I went to the bait tank and pinned on a bait, threw it in the port corner, and began a short wait. Then all of a sudden, my line did get tight. I settled in the corner and began this great fight. I know you're all wondering who won this great fight. Well, Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night. Merry Christmas.
So good. That might be up there for me.
That's a classic.
That's a good
amazing.
One.
You're the man,
that
Ken.
Hey, man, Merry Christmas to you, Ken. And he was on hold like it before the show started. So thanks for hanging in there.
Speaking of fond memories, I got to see Ken on the Royal Star win a fight with a 299-pound yellowfin tuna that was caught. When people talk about seeing something that got caught on the last second of a trip, we were on a 10-day trip together, and they called the trip. It's over. It's done. It was the last minute of the last hour of the last day, and we were going to transfer what was left of our bait to the XL, and Gerby told everybody to wind up. And on the wind in from the last cast, Ken got a bite.
Come on.
And it was basically a 300-pounder. And that was the coolest end to any trip we've ever seen. Like, everybody was done. The gear was put away, and we all rallied around Ken watching him battle this giant tuna. And
that's so
pretty cool.
What
one
a
of
cool
my
story.
Favorite memories of long-range fishing.
I'm going to have to write you down. You might be winning, right?
Yeah. Give me a 4-star if you don't mind.
Good
story. I might not take the win, but I will at least want to be in there in the middle somewhere.
That's a good one.
I'm sure you use a torium.
So speaking of water, Scott Sherman, good buddy Sherm,
yes.
We power washed our building and we got a 5-figure fine.
You understand what I'm saying?
Are you effing kidding me?
No.
What, are you kidding me right now?
I'm not kidding you.
Right.
What is going on?
I know.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. I thought that tip was so killer. Like, I can totally see it. You have your little, you have a little rinse kit, get the salt water off.
Yeah, yeah.
That is wild.
So, here's another mechanism. My buddy Mark lives on top of Palomar Mountain.
Sure.
And he had to buy a snowblower. because they get snow up there.
Yeah, a lot.
You can't buy a gasoline-powered snowblower in California. You can't buy a gasoline-powered chainsaw in California. I didn't know that. I know people that knew that. It was like, okay, yeah. Did you know that?
I did, only yeah. For the same way that we're all just laughing, like how crazy some of this stuff
is. I might need a new lawnmower. I don't know.
You can't buy a gasoline-powered lawnmower.
I could 3 years ago.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
It's all about Milwaukee at this point.
Yeah, for sure. Lots
hey, we've got a cool Gavin in the fleet. We need to just... Newsom. We'll just go with Newsom.
I like it. Well, the phones are packed up. It's time to jump back into them, and I know there's a lot of very patient callers. How about we do Rich from Bradley up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Gundy says he doesn't have any gray hairs because he fishes a lot. I fish a lot, and I've got plenty of gray hairs. And along with those gray hairs came eyeballs not quite strong enough for reading his spring type scale. That's why I've got to use that digital. Good tip, though. Anyhow, but along with those gray hairs comes a tip that should help everybody from the Wayback Machine. Because way back, we didn't have braid. So good lively bait depended upon light monofilament. Unfortunately, when the Barracuda and Bonita are on, those suckers have teeth and they'll chomp right through light line. And there were times when that was the only way to get bit. So what we came up with was a very short piece of heavy line to go on your light line. So he's dragging around mostly light line and getting bit. And then on top of that, the main part of my tip is yesterday's jig show reminded me of when a light line is what it takes to cast a small jig, that do the same thing, a very short chunk of heavy monofilament that they won't chew through, because bonita are like little mini bluefin tuna. So that's a little tip that should help everybody when those conditions warrant it. And Merry Christmas, love guys.
That's very awesome, Christmas buddy. Thank you for sharing.
Very, very good. All right, you have a good text?
I do. Next step I had was, good morning, guys. Thanks for another great year of listening. I've been tuning into the show for as long as I can remember, and there's something about putting it on that just brings me back to my childhood. Keep up the great work. Congratulations on the 97.3 deal. I'm really looking forward to another awesome year of Let's Talk Hookup. Happy holidays from Rory in Lakeside.
Oh,
yeah.
Rory.
Thanks, Rory.
Thanks, Rory. And I didn't realize this.
Really nice.
Sorry, Pete. This Rory from Lakeside used to work on the San Diego Bay receiver when I was in my teens.
No kidding.
Yeah, cool. Seriously. So Rory, super cool guy, and lived on Catalina Island for a while.
Nice.
He's super cool guy.
Nice. Part of the fishing family.
Yeah.
Hey, for the first time all morning, there is a line open. You can talk to JP right now. Get through 213-432-1090 open right now.
Let's jump right back into him, and this time talk to Brian. Brian's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Great, buddy.
Same to you.
Hey, my story is a kind of a year in review from last year. Made a resolution last year to get some of my friends fishing. And I reached out to a buddy, and I said, to start out, you should start listening to the Let's Talk Hook Up show, and told them all about it. And a couple days later, I get a panicked phone call from this guy who says, I was downloading the show and made a mistake. And this dummy downloaded a dating app, and he has a very spicy girlfriend. And the spicy girlfriend, although he tried to explain it pretty good, wasn't wholly believing in his story. So he says, Brian, you got to help me. I said, I'll help you. So I luckily had a Let's Talk Hookup T-shirt, and I put it on and go over to his apartment and later that day. And when the door opens, who's standing at the door but his girlfriend? And she looks down, and the first thing she sees is the Let's Talk Hook Up T-shirt. And at that point, he looks at me and smiles. She turns around, walks back in the room, and we don't see her for the rest of the time I'm there. The best part of the story was I packed probably 10 of your stickers that you hand out, and without him knowing it, I planted them all over his apartment.
I love
and
it.
A day later, he calls me. A day later, he calls me and says, Brian, I was okay with the T-shirt, but how many more stickers are there. She keeps finding them. And I said, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's great.
Good story, Brian. You know, and there's a lot to that. I'm going to go on record and saying we were Let's Talk Hookup before hookup had other meanings. Way before hookups had other meanings. Now it's like I go into the bank and they go, what is that, like a dating service?
Oh, see, totally.
It's like, you know, it's like, no, it's a fishing show. And I've told this story before. We used to have a guy come to the Fred Hall shows and buy a bunch of hats. And I go, oh, you're a big fan of the show. No, I use them. I go out to the bars and I put it on. And the girls go, Let's Talk Hookup. And they go, okay.
It becomes a conversation.
Yeah, a conversation starter. So, yeah. No, we were hookup before hookup meant something else. Absolutely. And that's the bottom line.
So if I go to download the app, I mean, it just comes up as Let's Talk Hookup Fishing app, correct? I mean, if I'm looking for Let's Talk Hookup,
just look for the icon. That's
there it
what
is.
I always say, yeah. When you go on Instagram, whatever, and you search Let's Talk Hookup, it pops up right away. It's usually the number one thing. But just look for the fish talking into the microphone icon. You can't miss that.
Yeah, you can't miss that. Yeah.
The spicy dating app will probably have a much different icon than ours.
The best thing to do is just to put in Let's Talk Hookup Fishing Show. Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. Okay. Like our Instagram is Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. Right. We got our last Instagram got taken down because it was taken
hijacked.
It was hijacked by something else. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's the complications of having Let's Talk Hookup, right?
Totally. Yeah. Well, the phones are still packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090.
I'm going to read a text from Sean at San Diego State University. And Merry Christmas, guys. It's a little long. A year-in-review story. My dad is a loyal listener of Let's Talk Hookup. When we fish, he always telling stories that you should try this, and that was from the show. And I rip on him about always quoting the show. So we're good for you, Dad. So we are fishing for the Yellowtail Shootout this year, and we're getting on bluefin, and all of us are catching fish fly lining. My dad says on Let's Talk Hookup, they say get a sinker rig out and get a bigger one. I'm yelling at him and he puts on a sinker rig and you guessed it, he lands the large model and we end up winning the tuna jackpot. Hey. Needless to say, we are having a running laugh over whether Let's Talk Hookup fishing is valuable. So obviously it is, right?
There it is.
Awesome.
Way to go, Dad.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's a good one, Sean. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones and this time we're going to talk to Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa. Matt, you made it. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk It Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank God for redial. I got a little jingle here called Wrapping Delight. 2024 is all but a wrap, so ho, 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 and here we go. Bluefin on the Cortez, yellows on the Tanner, a nice grade of fish, enough to fill a slammer. The Santas are here with all types of gear, a great way to finish an amazing year. Santa Cory is the man to see if swim baits for calicos is what you need. Santa Rick Maxa, what can I say? He'll sell you the gear to slay them all year. Santa Pete can cover some ground. From Alaska to Baja, he's been around. So let's put a bow on this box because I'm out of time. Merry Christmas to all. I hope you enjoyed the rhyme.
Always, very good. Yeah. Always a good one.
Always brings it.
Yeah, always brings it up. Yeah, for sure. He must do that while he's driving that FedEx truck.
Right?
Matt, thanks for that.
Great job, Matt.
Great contribution. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, I wanted to read another fun text. It says, the show has taken my passion for fishing to a whole new level in 2024. I'm new to two-speed reels, and I'll never forget the time that Rick gave extensive amount of time with me getting aligned for the right setup. I want to wish a huge thank you to Pete, to Corey, and also to Brandon for continuing to bring the passion for sport fishing. The guests have been absolutely awesome throughout this year. Thanks for everything, and I really look forward to another great year ahead in 2025. A very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Dan in Pomona. Thanks, Dan. That's awesome.
Thanks, super cool. Dan. Really good. Yeah, for sure. Really super good stuff. And let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
This time, we're going to talk to Robert. Robert's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Fabulous show, guys. Like usual, the year has just been incredible. So, yes, rock cods are red. Rock cods are red. Dorados are blue. Let's Talk Hookup is all new. Lobsters are crawling. Bluefin, a few. Yellowtail charging, an iron for you. Happy fishing new year, Pete, Rick, and Corey.
Good job, buddy.
Good job.
Short and sweet.
Really
man.
Nice, Sam. We like those. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right.
Lots of good stuff.
How about we do another fun one and we jump back into the phones and talk to Doug. Our buddy Doug from Montebello's online. What's up,
no
Doug?
No way, Doug. Yeah.
You made it.
Yeah, I made it through somehow. I just got a real quick question. Where did the term holy mackerel ever come from?
Holy mackerel. That's a good question. What?
Every time Doug calls in, I think the holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. It's Doug. That's a good question, Doug. Yeah. I don't know the answer. Corey knows everything.
I don't know everything. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. I'm always willing to learn everything, though.
Yeah. Maybe it's some...
Just don't wash your boat off on the ramp.
Some religious past, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to have to do some research for
Merry
you, Doug.
Christmas
you,
to you, Doug.
You got the panel stumped. Great one, as always.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, I had another fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Pete, Corey, and Rick. I have a surface iron question. How do you recommend, Corey, that we gear up for 40 to 50-pound mono or a Spectra fluorocarbon top shot? It sounds like the sport boat guys were all recommending monofilament, but I'm curious about what you think on a private boat, if it could be used as a kelp cutter rig, etc. That was from John in Huntington Beach.
Wow. For me, John, who I met at Queen Charlotte, by the way, super cool guy, pilot, I would say for me it's going to be 40-pound mono with a backing, exactly the way that Matt Barala laid it out yesterday. Yeah, you need that castability. You want to come tight on a big yellow. You've got to have some give. And I don't want it to be my hooks opening.
Yeah.
And that's the story. Like, you can go with Spectra. You could. But in the end, you're going to end up damaged one way or another.
Yeah.
You could probably catch all the 15-pounders you want all day, straight Spectra with a 60-pound short top shot. But when you hook the one you want, you might be in trouble.
I think having your Spectra rig is the second surface iron outfit that you add to your arsenal. It's a tool. It's a tool that I've used a lot. I think that
Trans 500, Power Pro,
10-foot rod, a little bit softer,
65-pound Power Pro Max Quattro.
I like 80-pound Max Quattro. That's my surface iron casting line. 80-pound Max Quattro to a little piece of 50-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon.
That's the way you do it.
It depends on where we're fishing.
Yeah.
If we're in open country, I fish 40-pound mono. But anytime there's kelp around, I fish that outfit. I have extreme confidence in that. I know that my rod is going to give. I know that that's not going to allow my hooks to open up. I've caught a tremendous amount of, you know, big fish on that setup. It's not the every tool, but it's a very important one to have.
I think I'm rethinking thing, Rick, because I I'm a Spectra dude. I mean, like, everything I have is a short top shot.
You just make sure that your rod complements the jig that you're fishing, and your rod becomes the shock absorber. You know, like, it's try to. I mean, I know what everybody's saying. Brawla had some fantastic points. One of the things that Danny was talking about, like, if you have a true surface iron rod, try to open up one of your hooks. I mean, literally try. It's tough because the rod is the shock absorber. You know, you point it straight at it and lock the drags down. Sure, you can do it, but you're never going to bend the hooks through the bend of a 10-foot parabolic rod. It's too noodly. You can't do it.
You got me thinking, Rick.
Yeah. Something to it.
Well, let's find. Let's get that fishdope.com report right now.
I'm ready, dude. It's time for it. And today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. And we've got him. The Angler's Realtor is on the line. What's up, Yusuf?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Well, we still got this winter fishing going with a few surprises out there. Up in the Anacapa, Santa Cruz area, there's still a ton of squid from about County Line down to the Point Doom area. There are some sea bass being caught. It's the same story. Get away from the squid. Take live squid. And you may get bit. Decent sea bass and halibut fishing, though. Down to St. Nick, the rock fishing has been good in deeper water. Santa Barbara, there was a little bit of a bass bite up there. It slowed down. But the sheephead and the whitefish have been biting really well. A few reports of good lingcod caught on live mackerel and sculpin on the El Segundo Pike. Palo Verde area, there's decent rock fishing in deeper water, same kind of deal, 500 to 700 feet. Catalina, there is a little bit of bonita on the front side on the east end, 3 to 5 pound fish from can dump to the condos in that area, catch them on Rapalas, red and white feathers or blue and white feathers. Halibut bites slowed down a little bit, but there is still some there, 6 to 15 pound models. Clemente, still tons of squid. We don't have a lot of reports out of there right now. Dana Point area, there are some calicos and sand bass being caught on the hard bottom, as well as good sheephead fishing. Lower Nine has had good rock fishing, good deep water lingcod fishing as well in live mackerel. La Jolla, we don't really have any reports from that are recent. We do have a little bit of weather coming up, so we might not hear too much, but we do have a full moon coming, so hopefully those yellows will show up. Way down south, the Ranger Bank area, still biting. Those fish are still there, and 3 to 5 day trips, you know, you can go down and catch a good-sized tuna. And that's all I got for you today.
We'll take that, man.
Right?
Winter, yeah. Official winter time, still fishing.
It is winter.
Yeah. Squid on the beach. I love
totally.
It, man. We'll take that.
Yeah, and, of course, fishdope.com. All the good stuff comes from those guys. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Your $30 code. And, Yusuf, how's the real estate game?
Real estate game's picking up a little bit. Seems like people are getting in the mood to start shopping again. And maybe do some early spring moves in. Lots of the inventory that we had, especially out in East County here, has kind of vaporized for the past couple of weeks. So that's a good thing. Hopefully we're going to see it getting moving. Yeah. Staying active again.
Well, how do we find you if we want the best real estate guy and a fisherman to boot?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. On social media, at Cal Realty. On my website, at sportsmansrealty.com. And you can also get a free home evaluation, hassle-free, at socalhomeeval.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Joseph. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that very much. And, again, we'll have a new phone number for you starting January 5th, which for your report on that Sunday on the Fan. So look forward to that, Joseph, and talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Yosef.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into them, and we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. I'm going to go back to the nostalgia side and just remind everybody how important it is to take your kids, and now I'm old enough to have grandkids fishing. When I was about five, my grandpa took me to the pier in Redondo, and I remember that trip because I dropped my fishing pole in the water, and I came crying up to my grandpa, and he said, okay, no problem, and he took a sinker and a treble hook, and he snagged it out of the deep, and it was all good. We were, I was happy again. But then my dad took me fishing over the years, and I just had a tremendous passion for it, and then here come Let's Talk Hookup. When I was in the service, I wasn't able to fish as much, but Let's Talk Hookup kind of filled that void where I could listen to you guys and still learn and still feel like I was ready to go on the water. Now I have three grandkids, and so it's something that I'm working on getting them hooked on it as well. And my son and daughter, they both enjoy fishing.
That's
so
great job.
Thanks, guys.
Great job. And
Merry
that's
Christmas.
A good take. And take your kids fishing and take your grandkids fishing, right? And your great grandkids fishing.
Exactly.
Guys.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yep. Appreciate that very much. I have an answer from, according to Scott Sherman.
Okay. I've got three so far that have been texted in. So
all right. So here's what Scott Sherman says. Holy mackerel started as a less blasphemous way to say Holy Mary or Holy Mother of God.
My good call.
Gap, thanks very much.
Well, I have had everything from, it comes from the old show Amos and Andy. That was his catchphrase, and that's what made it popular. Also have had a couple of, it's from Catholics eating fish on Friday and not eating beef. So, yeah, there have been a bunch of texts that have come in.
Right. Wow.
Guys that have had.
So we still don't really know
there's
the
been
real
like,
story.
It's just funny.
But I'm going with Sherm sounds pretty.
Like a fisherman's way.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the fish on Friday thing. I think that was the fish one that made the most sense to me.
All right.
But again, yeah.
All I know, Doug from Montebello has started a conversation.
And there you go, Doug. Your take's getting better and better. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. More of the madness and a whole lot more fun. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up, the Christmas Spectacular on the Let's Talk Hook Up app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Mackerel, it's time to talk about Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Atlantic. I don't know that they have any holy mackerel, but I can tell you one thing. They have the freshest thing in town.
If they did, it'd be fresh.
Yeah,
I promise that.
Holy mackerel would be fresh, for sure. They're array of fish this time of the year in winter time.
That's what's the most impressive.
Like, it's like nothing else you'll ever see anywhere in the world.
I love seeing, you know, they always have the staples. They always have all the fun stuff, but I love going in there and seeing what the boys found, you know, at the different markets and different fishermen they have, you know, from the fresh baqueta that comes in from Mexico, sometimes black sea bass, sometimes the really odd, you know, I've seen opa, luvar. I always love seeing the specialty stuff that's always in there. And that's what's so fun is the boys hand-pick fish. When they see something that's good, they grab it, and the next thing you know, it's in the case.
Yeah, and you got a little time off. You want to go down and have some great seafood down here, lunch or early dinner. Point Loma Seafood's a place, Corey.
Family from out of town, man.
Yeah.
Where else do you take them?
Bring them down. Right. Point Loma's, of course, they're closed on Christmas Day, of course. But, you know, Point Loma Seafood is the freshest thing in town, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliffs edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests at an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. What a crazy busy morning and us awesome, awesome audience participation. 213-432-1090 is how you want to do it. Phones are still just absolutely wedged full.
George says we're almost breaking them, but they've got the capacity.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have a great text here from Jake in Point Loma, and he says, first-time listener to Live Christmas Spectacular via the app. Don't know if I can compete with these amazing songs and poems. I can share some tip thoughts. If your surface iron won't swim the way you like it, add some lead tape or tungsten stickers, then apply them to the back of the jig, which would be the flat side of the jig, I'm guessing, right? And use super glue. For your surface iron hook, you can use a Sharpie on the hook points to help prevent rust. That's a good tip.
Great tip,
kind of keep it protected there. Happy holidays from everyone, Jake in Point Loma. Good tip.
I love it, Jake.
Thanks a lot for that.
That's solid.
Yeah, very solid. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Okay. Well, again, they are packed up, and this time we're going to talk to Tom, and Tom's calling us from University City. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Hey. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and no boats were out. They were all tied to the dock with the crew at their house. My gear was all stowed for the winter with care, and I was dreaming of fishing in warm summer air. When out in the bay there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a 28 Steiger craft, equipped with a FLIR, with a little old driver so lively and neat, I knew in a moment, must be St. Pete. And I wondered why right then, what's he smoking in that pipe? Hey, it's legal in Cali, so it's really all right. More rapid than Wahoo, his moderators came. He whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Ricky, now Corey, even Brandon, who's new, Low Presti and Ekstrom, Mark was on the radio too. Always in fashion was good old St. Pete, who was dressed all in ASCO with fish blood on his feet. Then he's back in the Steiger, a finger on his nose, and giving a nod, to the helm did he go. I heard him exclaim as he roared out the back, if you missed the show live, you can listen on the app.
Wow.
Tom, that was great.
Right?
That was great.
That's really good. What is in that pipe, you know? I don't know. Hey, Merry Christmas.
That was great,
to you,
buddy.
Tom.
Good job,
Thanks
Tom.
For the call. Appreciate
That's
it.
Fun. Hey, I want to remind you that this portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. They have sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check terrafin.com for more information, and you want to talk about another fantastic gift. If you needed to get something and you don't feel like dealing with the stores in the last couple days, get yourself a gift subscription to Terrafin.com, and you will absolutely stoke out a fisherman in your
family. Yeah, that's an absolute must-have for sure.
No doubt.
Terrafin.com, super good people over there, and check it out. Hey, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it. Well, we got to talk to our man, Gus. He was. The challenge has been brought, Gus, but we still... we got you. Gus from Burbank. Bank. Good morning.
Gus.
The challenge has been brought, eh?
I don't know.
Well, come on. We got to do it, Corey.
I know. I think the key to the smoked fish, the smoked salmon, I can tell you, there is no secret. It's getting the freshest.
Yeah, starting with product.
The best piece of salmon you can get.
There you go.
Canadian style.
And pretty hard to beat that Queen Charlotte salmon.
There it is.
Ooh, it's so good.
How are you, Gus?
No, you can't. You can't beat that Queen Charlotte salmon. It's just the best. Trust me on this one. Anyhow, I don't have a song or a poem or anything like that, but I do have heartfelt wishes for everyone at Let's Talk Hookup and all of our listeners. Merry Christmas.
No.
And goodbye. Goodbye, 2024.
All right.
It's been real.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, Gus. And we'll bring on the challenge. Maybe when we get back from Queen Charlotte, this Queen Charlotte Safaris this next year, we'll have to put it down and have Gus and Corey side by side.
This isn't something that I normally like to do. It's a lot of work and it's really hard, but I would be willing, Pete, to volunteer my services as judge for such a competition.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I will remain unbiased. biased. I promise that. And if I have to do that and sample both of those amazing smoked salmons, I'm willing to put in the work and do that.
Okay, that's awfully kind of you.
Well, you know, I'm here for the team.
You're a giver.
I'm here for the team, buddy. That's it.
Sure.
That's it.
Well, hey, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Michael, who's calling us from Del Mar this morning. Michael, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Hey, so Otay Michael, also one of your new sponsors, but I've got a story. I thought last night, what cool story I've got. And then I remember I was fishing down in Mazatlan, and I was on a gold hunting trip down there. I'd won. And this lady that I was with, every day she'd always take, she'd walk up, never take an elevator. And then I come to find out when we were fishing out there, and I caught a blue marlin, my first 150 pounds, the only one on the boat. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, something. I heard some kind of a noise. Anyway, so she never was taking the elevator. And so it comes out to find out at the end of our trip that we had both been on the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland the same opening day. Otherwise, we would have never known it. The first time I went on it, when the elevator stretched, if you've been on it, there's a guy hung at the top, and the lightning goes off, and the lights go off, and the guy supposedly falls down. I thought that was cool. I went and got back on it, and this time I said, I'm going to pretend like the guy actually hits, and I jump up and down and hit real hard on the floor. She was on the elevator at that time 50 years earlier, and she was scared to death and never took an elevator again.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Small world. What a wild story.
And met her down in the line again.
Yeah.
And I met her 50 years later. She tells me the story. I prayed for her, and then she started taking the elevator. It was, like, so weird. But that's, you know, I thought that was one of the coolest fishing stories I ever had.
I like it, buddy. Well, appreciate you sharing. Merry Christmas, and very cool to get to donate some of your great works to everybody there, too, Michael. Appreciate the
ball. Yeah, Michael, thank you for a generous donation.
So cool.
Michael Seawald, SEEWALD.com. And go by his gallery in Encinitas there. Yeah, thanks for all those generous donations. You're really a very generous guy, and we appreciate that very much.
He's got some cool stuff, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to read this, but I'm going to caveat this from Bruce and Lemon Grove. So many great texts, but I'm not going to read poems and stuff, but this one is short enough. I'm going to.
Okay.
It just comes so much better from the person if they call. And if you want to get through, you have a good one, 213-432-1090, open right now. But we just can't read all the text with the long poems, and there's some great ones, and people spend a lot of time to do that, and we appreciate it very much. But I'm going to read this one from Bruce and Lemon Grove. It says, 'Tis a season we have lots of reasons, with fishing options galore. Bass, tuna, halibut, and more. Hop on a sport boat and go buy some tickets for friends of Rollo. There's a lot to be thankful for Let's Talk Hookup keeps bringing us more and more. Short.
I like it.
Short, sweet. I probably butchered it, but...
No, you didn't at all. You got the
Merry Christmas.
Great point across.
Thanks for the text.
Good call, Bruce.
All right.
All right. How about we jump back into those phones and talk to Cliff? He's calling us from Blossom Valley this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've learned so much, and I've spent many of my Christmases in the Southern Hemisphere, so this is just a happy and a sad song. I mean, I'm not a singer. Imagine Bing Crosby. Okay. I'm dreaming of a white sand Christmas way down south in Mexico with margaritas flowing and never snowing. I'm dreaming about Rancho Leonero. Anyway, that's what I got. Thanks for the show. Signing off.
Yeah.
Very good.
You had me a margarita.
Yeah. For sure. Thanks, Cliff. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that.
A text from Brian Larson in Fountain Valley says, Merry Christmas, guys, and Happy New Year's. A gear question. What is your favorite piece of new tackle or gear that you got from 2024 that's going to stay in your arsenal for the next couple of years? Any thoughts on anything on that one?
Wow, I don't know.
I think the newest thing for me, and I hate to say it because I hate giving that guy praise because he's one of my very best friends, but it's Brandon and Bodan and Brawla and
there you go.
Fish jigs, man. I really like them. I've been a guy that fished surface iron my entire life and certainly wouldn't have thought that in 1 year something that would come and rise to the top of the collection. But, man, those guys are doing such a good job with those two fish jigs, and I think that might be one piece of gear that I have that sticks around for a long time. I really like them.
I'm with you, Rick. So I had a listener.
And an MC swim bait.
Well, here, but listen to this one. I had a friend.
Well, that's not new for me. Like, that's always the top.
A listener of the show that I met on the Let's Talk Hookup Cedros Sport Fishing Trip. gave me a two-fish jig, and that was Bucky. So thank you, cool. Bucky. He gave me a my first surface iron for the new year. How
that's
about that?
That's cool.
Super cool. Shared one with me.
Yeah. All right. Very nice.
Didn't come from Brandon.
Mine either. I had to buy mine.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Right?
Sebastian writes in. I'm not sure where Sebastian's coming from, but I'm going to read this because it's a good story. Good morning, guys. My name is it's Doug from Paris. Excuse me. I recently took my 8-year-old grandson on his first fishing trip aboard a friend's 23 Parker. The excitement and the amazement in this little boy by far was my best experience fishing ever. He caught 3 rockfish and a whitefish. I've caught 123-pound bluefin and done Cedros and Bay of L.A. As great as these trips are, none of that compared to the half day on the water with him. His name is Sebastian, and needless to say, we have a new angler for life among us.
Oh, cool.
That's such a great story,
and awesome.
A really, really good story for sure. And that reminds me, don't forget, just a few of those knives left for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Buy 15 tickets, right? And you get that free, like, $100 plus.
$110.
Yeah, $100 plus knife for free. So it's win at RolloKids.org. Send Tim a... email. I think he's out duck hunting this weekend, so he'll call you tomorrow.
getting ducky.
No surprise here. Phones are still absolutely jam-packed. Arnie in Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Arnie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today? What I have today is my Christmas wish to my fishy friends. Once again, here we are at Christmas again. Another year gone. Where do we begin? There were the hall shows and PCS, fun seminars and great tackle deals. They were all the best. Every weekend, we could depend to be entertained on Let's Talk Hookup. Pete, Ricky, Corey, and Brandon are the greatest hosts. No other fishing show does a better job. They can boast. Day at the docks, tuna wars, and tackle days were lots of fun. Always a great time, and lots of prizes were won. Fishing offshore is oh such a thrill. The opportunities abound, even a fish with a bill. Although I had to spend this year not able to fish, it was great to see many of you live out your fishing wish. So I wish everyone the best, and I hope I'm not wrong. I'm running out of here now before Ricky hits me with the gong. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thanks for 33-plus years of Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks, Arnie.
Great job,
Arnie.
Thank you, guys.
Great job. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that very much. Really good. Really good.
I don't think I could have hit the gong on that one.
I know,
man.
No.
Like you said, we had
no gongs
not
today.
Not one.
Not one. What's that all about?
No, man. It's one of my favorite parts. My trigger finger was so itchy for gonging this year. But, yeah, you guys brought it.
Arnie,
man,
Arnie
no
remembers. He got gonged last year.
Oh,
so,
I...
yeah. He knew better.
Yeah, he killed it this time. No doubt. Good job, Arnie.
Good job, Arnie. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, how about we jump back into those phones and talk to Steve, who's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody, and very Merry Christmas, everybody there in the studio and all the listeners in the entire Southern California sports fishing community. We're a great community, and I'm very excited for you guys to grab another gear and get on the fan. Look forward to that. Best of luck there. Special thanks and wishes to all the charitable organizations such as Rollo's and Warriors on the Water, Wounded Warriors, and all the other groups, large and small, that make sure that those aren't as fortunate as us have an opportunity to get out on the water and enjoy what we typically take for granted. So I've got a very important tip. That tip is to join CCA. There's no better way to support these organizations. Because without their fight to protect our rights to our resources, it's a very important cause. And don't only join, but become active in a local chapter. They're up and down the state.
Really good tip.
That's awesome, buddy.
Absolutely. Join CCA, yeah. And speaking of which, next Sunday, 1 week from today, our last show of the year, and also the last few days that Wayne Cotto from CCA will be the director of the CCA California.
Really?
And we're having a little retirement show for him.
Wow.
We're going to have several notable figures calling in and talking about all the great stuff that Wayne has done for CCA and for all of us anglers, and we're very grateful for what he's done. We'll probably get a report from the Royal Polaris that he just came off of, our Let's Talk Hookup 8 Day, that he had a great time on and caught a lot of fish on. So that's next Sunday.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, another good one, too. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star and his wife, Mary Lee Ekstrom, who runs Fisherman's Processing. So we're going to be talking fish processing, Royal Star, all kinds of good stuff. So that's next Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. On 1090 a.m.,
yeah.
YouTube, Facebook Live, Sports Grid Radio Network, and, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app.
There it is.
Yeah, let's jump back on the phone.
All right, how about we talk to Jason, who's called us from Ocean Beach this morning. Jason, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. With Pete, Rick, and Corey in the world headquarters, they watch Matt, Rick, and Toro getting ready to sail the sea on the Liberty, the San Diego, and the Royal Polaris so free. Thankfully, with no snowflakes falling on the deck, they sing of Christmas. Where are the bluefin? What the heck? The stars are twinkling. The moon is bright as they wish for the fish to bite. As they fish throughout the peaceful night. To which such up comes a loud roar. Biter! Once more! Now, with all the lines tight, they fish throughout the night. Merry Christmas. They cheer with glee on their boats. So happy as happy can be. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Very good. Really nice effort.
Like
yeah. Thanks
awesome.
A lot for that. Appreciate that. And thanks a lot for that.
Awesome. Well, hey, I wanted to read a quick text. I know we're running to the end, but it just reminded me so much of my growing up. And so I really want to get through it. It says, good morning and Merry Christmas, Pete, Rick, and Corey. I love the show. My son loves you guys. He listens to every single Saturday and Sunday. And I just want to say thank you for all you do for the fishing community and knowledge and entertainment I've heard in the past few years. Thanks from Kathleen and OB, and it's really made me think about Christmas time and growing up and listening to the show with my dad.
Oh,
I really liked it. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it made me really stoked. It was cool. That was an awesome one, Kathleen, and yeah, I really appreciate the text. Thanks.
How cool
that.
Is that?
Yeah, totally. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's winning all of these great prizes. There is a crazy list, and we're giving them all away. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest-lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt, and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norselithium.com. That's NORSKlithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience. Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, there were a lot of prizes. This was no question, and I will go on record. This is the hardest year trying to decide.
Yeah,
who won. This is the
so
most good ones we've ever had. I'm so,
so
bummed because usually there's obvious winners. This one, I mean,
there are no
let's just say it. There's people that are getting left out that had awesome takes. It was,
for sure.
It was great this year.
But
yeah.
All the prizes you put together are all winners.
A lot of prizes, and I want to thank everybody for contributing, all the people that contributed prizes, and we sure appreciate it. So, Ricky, give it to us.
You got it, buddy. Okay, the winner of the Phoenix Axis 820 rod from Fisherman's Landing Tackle is going to Dave in Anza.
Yeah.
The pizza party for 20 at your own home in San Diego from Captain Dave's Pizza from Dan Walsh. Tom in University City. The Torium 20 reel is going to Hills in Ventura. The Shimano Speedmaster 25 is going to Dave in Poway. The multiple spools of Seaguar Fluorocarbon, the two Michael Seawald photographs, and the great Gamakatsu hook pack and APCO lure pack. That's all going to Sean in Lomita. The Bill Varney surf fishing kit, including the autographed book, the surf fishing ID cards, the Gamakatsu DuraSense, and the $300 shopping spree at APCO.com. That's all going to Brian in San Diego. $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. That's for Ken in Santa Barbara. Two full-day trips. That's one full-day trip on the San Diego at a Seaforth. That's also a full-day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing is going to Doug in Claremont. And last but certainly not least, a half-day guided trip with the man, sports barber Uncle Al, is going to Matt in La Mesa.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations, you guys. So much fun
again,
this year.
So many winners. It was so – our judge panel, huge judge panel that we have here, just couldn't
a lot of arguing.
Oh yeah. And boy, thank you guys all for contributing. And a huge thank you go out to, and look at on there. He put a lot of work into it.
JP
on
the
phone, man. JP put so much for it, and he I know he laughs and such, but we couldn't do it without you, JP. So thank you so much for your efforts there. And of course Adam, don't forget Adam doing everything on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And I want to throw out a big thank you to Corey in Escondido. When we were having our technical difficulties, he was texting me and helping me get through those technical issues. So thanks, Corey in Escondido,
cool.
For all that.
Good looks,
but
buddy.
Thanks to all the people out there, all the callers, all the texters, all the great people. So and this goes down in history again as another fantastic. I mean, I'm not going to say the best, but possibly right there along the top.
I can't believe we were buzzerless.
I know.
I was so ready this year, man.
I think this is the first year without a buzzer.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Totally.
I mean,
and again, like usually the decision-making process is relatively easy. The top ones rise to the top.
Right. There were so many.
The thing that I'm the bummed out is there's so many that were right there. Like even with all those prizes, great job, everybody.
The cool jingles and
sure.
Love it.
Yeah. Corey, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, Ricky. Thank
you,
Maury. Merry Christmas to you. And Merry Christmas to all of you out there. And again, thanks to JP and Adam for all they do. And now we're thanking George on the stream, too, for doing his thing. And all the good people at Sports Grid, 1090 AM, and all of you out there. Merry Christmas to all of you. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Tim and Mary Lee Ekstrom from the Royal Star and Fisherman's Processing. They should drag Duke in if he's not.
Totally.
I saw Duke yesterday. Yeah, for sure. And then next Sunday, what a great show. We're going to have super, super fun time
with Wayne Cotto.
Retirement party for Wayne at CCA California. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 a.m.
Merry Christmas.